A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 24th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash tomorrow as xenophobic attacks are on the rise in South Africa, where some Zimbabweans have been affected by the violence there.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash tomorrow, and also the xenophobic attacks in South Africa.
The birthday bash is going to be held in Matobo District, Matoran South Province. Thousands of people are expected to attend the event.
In South Africa, meanwhile, tensions are on the rise. South Africans clash with foreigners, including Zimbabweans. And we understand from reports coming from South Africa that the members of the police, particularly in Pretoria, had to use rubber bullets, stun grenades, and also tear gas to disperse protesters. There was violence pitting South Africans and foreigners, including Zimbabweans, Nigerians, Tanzanians, Somalis, and Ethiopians.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so kunjalo foi.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tinenge tida kurova shiri mwechete ne kana kuti shiri mbiri ne dombori mwechete.
Yeah.
Killing two birds with one stone. Saka tida kuti tinenge tichitarisa tichitaura nezvitarwa zveZimbabwe zviri ku South Africa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei ikoko panguva imwechete tichitaurawo nenyaya yemabiko ebavudera vamugabe ari kuitirwa ku Mat South ku Matopose Preparatory School mangwana. Tuda kunzwa kuti muri kuti kudii imi vatereri makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera Gibbs.
Yebombe zvirukandaba lengalichona njani lapha ekhona siya kwazi kuti kusasa sibili kulelanga lokunanza ukuzalwa kwa Mongameli Robert Mugabe kuna ngale ke eRhodes Estate Preparatory School eMatobo District kuna kuse Sabelweni seMatweni South. Ye, abantu abanengi bakhanya ngazani babe khona kuna ngale ikakhulu labo abasekela ibandla lezano PF. Kuzobuya abanye Blessing bathi ababoni indaba kusenziwa idile lingaka abantu behlupheka. So kuphinde kungene khona ukuthi abantu bahlupheka nje la kwe South Africa bakhona bangani bakhahlamezwe kakhulu khona ukuthiwa xenophobia. Kuzobuya labanye sibili bathi ye umongameli angaba lesikhathi sakhe sinje kodwa bayasola kakhulu ukuthi kulale ndlala eZimbabwe. So asiqoqe loZulu mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest who is there in Pretoria, Gibbs.
I think the name of the guy is Mashanda, Mashanda, right? Or his first name is Marshall Mashanda. Originally, he's from Masvingo province. Mr. Mashanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
How are you? How are you? Good evening, listeners.
Well, thank you so much for sending us that video, you know, where people were carrying bangas and all those kind of things. And so at the end of the day, how is the situation there? And before that, how was it?
Okay, the situation is like this. The problem is with the South Africans. They are complaining that you foreigners, you are taking our jobs, you see. And they are saying that most of you South Africans, you are committing crimes in our country. So it's like now it's affecting everyone, like it's now hard for everyone in SA, like us foreigners, you see, because like now you see that video I sent you, it was very difficult for us to be in town today, you see, and I think you saw what was happening there.
And how did you manage? How did you manage to capture that kind of action? You know, as a foreigner.
I just took out my phone because it's like now what is really happening is most of the foreigners now are fighting back also. You see, so that's how I took my phone and captured the video because those guys were using those like big bangers and. The other foreigners also, they have also weapons, you see. That was what is happening there.
But right now, how is the situation? Like, do you feel safe to go to work, say, tomorrow?
I don't think it would be safe for us to go to work tomorrow because, like, now, at least the situation is, like, the same, but at least now we have, like, the backup of the police and the South Africans also are complaining to the police that why are you here? You're supposed to support us to take these foreigners back to their homes.
But Mr. Mashanda, don't the South Africans have a point though that you are taking their jobs because they are saying, you know, foreigners are running saloons, driving taxis and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's very true. Like, as my job is, I'm a taxi driver, you see. So, yeah, I just want to be open. The thing that is happening, for sure, they have a right to complain also. And the other thing, they are complaining that you foreigners, you are committing crime. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, like, the side of Nigerians, they are saying that the Nigerians are bringing drugs and they are causing also prostitution, you see. That is what is really happening. And they are also complaining about Zimbabweans that, yeah, we are taking their jobs and stuff.
But what is the solution to this? Do you think this is going to end? Because this is not the first time that we have seen these clashes for years now. And, I mean, many people have died. And it keeps on happening. What's the solution to this?
I don't think it's going to end because it's not the first time these things to happen, you see. So it's gonna come over and over, you see. So I think the best solution is, as my point, as a Zimbabwean, I think we must just be united as Zimbabweans, all of us in South Africa, and then maybe we can go home, and then maybe we can fight for our country, you see. Maybe we can sort out things in Zimbabwe. I think that case, it's gonna be. It's the only situation that is gonna end. I mean, it's only the thing that is gonna end all this situation that we are in.
Gibbs. So when you talk about locals, you know, are there some that are sympathizing with you?
Sorry.
Are there any local people who actually feel pity for you, and maybe you talk to them, and they say, "No, what is happening is wrong," and all those things, or everyone is totally against foreigners?
No, not everyone. Some of them are against us, but some of them they also feel our situation. You see, that's the thing.
Saka imi pani tinoziva vamashanda pani masangano akaita seZimbabwe Exiles Forum nemamwe anomirira zvaro zveZimbabwe. Imi munoziva sei manje kuti muri safe mune sangano ramuri here kana kuti munoshanda sei nevamwe vari muZimbabwe imomo vari muSouth Africa veZimbabwe?
Masangano iwayo hatitimbonyatso kuti masiya zvodai maitobatsira kuti titokwanisa kunge tichimaziva katai tokwanisa pamwe titongoita sei tongoshandidzana.
Saka manje mune vamwe here vekuZimbabwe munoe muchidyidzana sei? Muri paWhatsApp zvinofamba sei? Munoziva sei kuti uyu ari safe?
Tine maWhatsApp tinenge tichingotaurawo nevamwe kuti how far ikoko kuri safe, but for now tambobatawo vamwe vari kuCape Town nekunana Joburg tichimbobvunzawo kuti how is the situation there. Vari kuti they are still safe, hapana chavati vamboita sei chavati vamboona. But in Pretoria tanga tichingovataura kuti no, ndo zviri kunoku zvekuti pamwe maybe kana zvakatoitawo wese tinogona kutobvawo tichitoendawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo idzidzo because vari kuti ikoko vanenge vari vachiri nani.
Gibbs.
Yeah, lapho yakhuluma ke umnumzana uMashanda khona ngale ke kwele Pretoria. So ukhuluma nje wathatha umabona kude wasithengisa wasithumezela lapha Studio 7 abantu bethwele sibili ingqama ezimangalisayo lukhona kuthiwa ngamabhanga. Abantu bebelola sibili bekhanya abantu bezimisele ukuthi bahlasele. Kodwa nxa sesikhangela sibili sijula kukhanya ngazani khona ngale South Africa kulokugijimisana okumangalisayo kakhulu phakathi kwamapholisa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe, izizalwane zeSouth Africa. So ke izizalwane zeSouth Africa zithi khona abantu bokuza benza izinto ezingalunganga ezinjengokunika abantu babo izidakamizwa njalo lokuthi abanye begcina besiba ngonondindwa. Kuzobuya futhi lokuthi imisebenzi, kukhanya ngazani imisebenzi iyaqutshwa ngabantu bokuza. So uyakhuluma lapho uMashanda ukuthi ye kungakunjalo kodwa-ke akutsho ukuthi imisebenzi yonke sithethwe. Kodwa-ke ubona ngazani asiwo wonke umuntu yaseSouth Africa ongani uzonda abantu bokuza. Ungabe ulani khonapho ngokubala ke mfowethu?
Tinenge tine vakawanda vanyora pafacebook page yedu yeshona. Tine Facebook yeEnglish neNdebele zvakare vachitaurawo maonero ezvinhu. Tina mukoma Alex Edishova vari kuJohannesburg, South Africa, vari kuti ivo Eddie says most of the shops owned by foreigners are closed for 2 days now here in Rostensville, where South Africans have bent down about 15 houses belonging to Nigerians beginning last week. And Shonai Babata Nakarujua vanotiwo mirizhonga yangoitika muRabastad chete apo vekuPakistan vange voda kudzosera zvaro zveSouth Africa asi mapurisa azopindira ndobva vadzinga vanhu vakapararira. So he's saying that there was violence pitting South Africans and those of Pakistani origin. Tinamkoma James Banda on the line. Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Banda, unganjani baba?
Ngikhona baba, linjani?
Ngiphile kakhulu, unjani Botswana?
Ah, ku right lapha izulu kuphela.
Oh yeah, kunjalo baba. So akuphosela kho sizwe Mnumzana Banda.
Yeah, mina bengifuna ukukhuluma ngendaba le seGoli le. Abantu abaseZimbabwe abaseGoli lomhlaba wonke, umhlaba wonke, i-reason yokuthi uThabo Mbeki wasiphambanisa eZimbabwe. Ngo-2008 iZANU-PF yayidliwe, umgabe kwakumele aphume. UThabo Mbeki wagijima waya khona ngale wayenza izivumelwano no-Robert Mugabe, wayenza i-GNU. Into engithi mina i-unconstitutional up to today. Abantu beZimbabwe bafakwa ebunzimeni i-government yeSouth Africa. So uma bekhona khona ngapho eSouth Africa, it is them, the South Africans, abayenza ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe begqale khona ngale. Ngoba nxa kuyukuthi umgabe wasuka ngo-2008 ngaba abantu abaningi babuyela ekhaya, khathesi sebekhala ukuthi heyi basithathele imisebenzi njani njani, bafuna ukuthi siye ngaphi. Bekwakuyibo abawuni ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe.
So kodwa-ke kodwa-ke nxa sesikhangela-ke Mnumzana Banda, singathi Mbeki njengoba siwasuka konke nalokho, so kumele kwenziweni la ngoba nathi udubo mfowethu.
Vele i-government yeSouth Africa has got a responsibility ukulungisa izinto eZimbabwe. They are the ones who messed up in 2008. And that mess is still going on up to today. So bona sebefuna ukuqhatha nje ngabona iGodimas laba abantu, sebefuna ukuqhatha nje ngento ezingekhozi. Bekwazi bona i-problem ukuthi why abantu bebuya elizweni labo, especially amaZimbabweni.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Nxa sesikhangela futhi ke udaba lolu olwenzakalayo eBotswana, kunjani khona?
Hayi, eBotswana ku-right. Abantu esithwaneni vele kabalwisani la bantu la. Ama-immigration officials la mapolisa bayabopha abantu abangela maphepha, but otherwise bona abantu generally sihlalisana labo kuhle. Akula nto enjalo lapha.
Ye, abatsho ukuthi ngamakwerekwere kumbe into ezinjalo.
Hawa, ngabe bekhuluma nje ukuthi amakhwerekhwere, but gabala lukhani kokuthi sibili bahle bethwali izigodo nezingqamu ukuthi sesihlasele amakhwerekhwere. And bayakwazi i-importance ukuthi abantu laba bayasebenza, abaningi bayazisebenzela, abanye bayabafundisa le misebenzi khona.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke chiya elokugcina kunapho ngathini?
Hayi mina ngicela ukuthi abantu abase South Africa beZimbabwe bengethuki kangaka. Bona abantu abakhulu kakhulu belizwe le South Africa kababona ukuthi bangenzani lo muntu wabo wabamthi eZimbabwe lapha ebusa enedliwe ama elections. The African Union le SADC they have to find a solution to the crisis in Zimbabwe. Ukuze abantu babuyele ekhaya. Ngoba kula muntu ofuna ukuhlalela izweni elingasola. But because of the situation abayicreate yabona. They have to sort it out. Kanti sebezithulele bonke kabakhulumi lutho. Nothing.
Ya kuzima mfowethu. Hayi otherwise siyabonga kakhulu mnumzana James Banda. Ungadilana kusasa baba.
All right ma.
Thank you very much. So that was Mr. James Banda. He's in Botswana. He was saying, you know, the problem, all these things that we are saying stem from what Mr. Thabo Mbeki did, the former South African president. You know, he's alleged to have gone to Zimbabwe and actually made some kind of blunders along the way in terms of the sorting out the GNU. So he says, so South Africa should sort the problem out because it knows what it did, you know, in Zimbabwe. So he ended up by saying that the AU and SADC should also try to sort out what is going on in Zimbabwe. But he says he's surprised that AU, SADC, and the South African government are all quiet. So he says, how then do people fix what is going on, you know? Yeah. So he says, something's wrong here.
Let's read more responses from people. I think many people are writing. Wellington Panas says, Pane wakatumwa na vamugabe rekuenda ikoko regai vari ikoko vaone chitsvuku. Isi kuZimbabwe takachikoka zvedu. Wellington is saying that you know, it's not related this violence that has erupted in South Africa and Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash, because some people are saying, well, Mr. Mugabe seems to be having a nice time, but Zimbabweans who are in South Africa in trouble, and they are there as a result of his misrule. But tine mumwe ari kuti saka kudya kwavo kune basa rei nezviri kuitika kuno kwatiri. Siyai mudhara adye mari dzake dzaakashandira. Dzidzaiwo udye dzako, hatikubvunzi. This one is saying that there's nothing wrong with Mr. Mugabe celebrating you know, his birthday. He worked for it and he deserves it. I think we have another guest. That is Mr. Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg, South Africa, human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. How are you and team in Washington?
We are doing great. And Mr. Mavinga, we have an interesting debate here from our listeners. Some are saying that it's a misnomer for Mr. Mugabe to be having his birthday bash tomorrow in Matabeleland South, Matopos. At the same time, Zimbabweans are in trouble in South Africa. There is violence. And official figures put the number of Zimbabweans in South Africa at 3 million who are said to be there as a result, most of them at least, as a result of Mr. Mugabe's alleged misrule. What is your take on this?
Well, it is the big challenge, really, that the leadership vacuum in Zimbabwe on the part of government has led to all the challenges. Because, look, there are literally millions of Zimbabweans in South Africa, primarily because Zimbabwe itself is not habitable. So that's the big challenge. And now, when things like violence happen, there should be a clear position and statement from the government of Zimbabwe. The government of Zimbabwe should have deployed a senior minister to Pretoria to begin to engage with the South African authorities. But there is no such thing that is happening. And to make matters worse, almost a slap in the face of victims of xenophobic violence who are Zimbabweans, is that President Mugabe will be enjoying birthday celebrations. I think when things of this nature happen, it is really a national crisis that requires a focus. So you would find that in proper democracies, if things like this happen, perhaps if the president is on holiday, he would cut short his holiday. If he has got something that he's supposed to be doing or a foreign trip, he cuts short the foreign trip and returns home to provide leadership. But Zimbabwe, the government of Zimbabwe is really on autopilot, unfortunately.
Yes, ilemlayezelo lapho ekhona ephuma ke kuFacebook sibone kulonqube untungameli uthi benzeni abantu bokuza ngoba khonoko ubugebengu obukhona budalwa nguhulumende lamapolisa eSouth Africa. Abayekele into yabo leyo yokukhahlameza abantu bokuza kubekela phambili esithi ye mina ngiyayisola kakhulu into eyenziwa nguhulumende lamapholisa khonapha kwele South Africa. So ngizabuyela futhi ngizwe ukuthi ubaba uDiwa Mavhinga uthini ngodaba lolo. Mr. Mavhinga, it seems as if you know, when you look at the president celebrating his birthday tomorrow, and then we've got these xenophobia attacks in South Africa, is it not is it fair or unfair for us to have such a kind of discussion, you know? Is it fair?
Well, clearly there is justification for citizens of Zimbabwe who expect leadership and support and protection from their government.
Mm-hmm.
That when such things happen, you have seen that there have been very strong statements from the government of Nigeria about the attacks on Nigerian nationals who are in South Africa. And we expect something similar to come from Zimbabwe. So when you see someone go about his normal business and follow his normal schedule without any interruption, it means there is a lack of care and interest. Because really, when something of this magnitude happens, then there should be priority and focus. And President Mugabe should provide leadership and should say, I'm prepared to forego this birthday celebration or this holiday in order to provide leadership and to deploy a high-level delegation from Zimbabwe to Pretoria. It's just an hour flight from Harare to Pretoria, where they would then engage in serious discussions about decisive action to bring to an end these recurring waves of xenophobia, which are resulting in attacks and looting of shops and attacks on Zimbabwean nationals and other African nationals.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Slobaba Omashangane, Osecungweni. Lapho Omashangane, ungawunjani? Ye baba Mashangane.
Ngiyaphila.
Wo kade ngakuzwa kuhle mnumzana kodwa kunjani lapho khona kunapho?
Sila khona hey kuthulile but hey kwasabisa.
Ye asiqalise nge birthday kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Siyawazi kusasa ule dili lakhe aleza khona le madojeni. Uthini ngakhona kho?
Ayikho into zizoyenza. Ngithi yena ufuna ukuthi ukuba ngale ndlela le afuna ukwenza ngayo, but hey, kunzima kakhulu ukuthi asebenzise imali iningi isibhedlela, akunamithi. Hey, asazi kungayenze kanjani so makuso.
Mm-hmm. Kulabanye phela bathi hayi phela i-birthday into encane, kumele azenzele santando phela.
Angeke usebenzise imali iningi nge-birthday, usebenzise imali iningi. Ama doctor athi bafuna imali, wena uzosebenza imali for iphathi, imali idliwe for kudlalisa imali lo.
Ye kodwa-ke ubona ulelungelo lokuthi ayenze i-birthday yakhe kumbe kala?
Ilungelo lokuthi ayenze i-birthday yakhe ishap ayenzele la emzini wakhe. Ngithi ayizithi impasho izoyenzelwa kuprovince, uyenzela la emzini wakho. Omunye nomunye uyayenza i-birthday but ayinandaba but ayikuthi isebenzise imali iningi so.
Ye kodwa bakhuluma phela bathi kule 21st February movement lana oyiyo eqoqa phela khonoku, so ngakho yiyo eqoqileyo le ZANU PF Youth League into ezinjalo. So manje kuthiwa abantu basolani njalo le mali kuthiwa abantu bayafaka ngenhliziyo zabo zimhlophe.
Hayi, nethi wabona la bantu labakhulumako lababizwa kubakhulumako ngilabadlako kakhulu bathola kwesinyana, but ma ungatholi lutho angithembi ukuthi ungazikumela phezulu wena ungatholi lutho lapo.
Ye asibuyeke eGoli kukhamba njani kona?
Hey amaMlodi kuthulile but hey kwasabisa ma uvela ngaphandle mizuya emsebenzini ubona abantu bajamile or ungathi igroup kuyasabisa but hey amagumbagumba lawo omkoma hey athulile angazazwakali kakhulu manje hey kwasabisa ngoba ma uvela especially mina ngidlala emaMlodi especially hey abantu bathukile kakhulu but manje amaredio laba abakhala kakhulu abomgoma awu-alek majeza angasazwakala seathulile manje ngoba kwasabisa manje.
Amaredio abekhaliselwani vele kona?
Angithi le Zimbabwe akunamaredio bafika la bathenga amaredio baphumisa amaspika lapha sebavulela full blast baba. Manje bagcina manje bakwaza uyabona ukuthi inyento ehluphayo uzothola ukuthi labantu lawa uthola ukuthi bayasebenza, uthola ukuthi angibi igama iningi amaZimbabwe basebenza ama-garden service, ama-contract. Manje uphuma la ugobe ihovorolo yakho ibhalwe emuva la. Manje lava ma South African bazova bona kuti lomuto vuka ekuseni abuye futi tambama ngazisebenzi manje ihlupha lapho mayifika lapho sebakwazi manje ukuthi ifi seyiqalile bakwathaka speed ngoba bakwazi.
Oh, siyabona yeye.
So ke hayi sama radio wenza yini yonke into awusazifihli ukuthi wena la uzile phansi kwemthetho manje ngiyo into ehluphayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bashangani. Ulambu ukukhangela kolapho ngalimali.
Okay.
Sibongela kakhulu. That was Mr. Mashangani in South Africa. First of all, he was talking about the birthday. Mm-hmm. Well, he says the president should celebrate his birthday at his own home. Mm-hmm. You know, going to Matopos, whatever, he says is really pretty ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, where did he get the money after all? You know? Mm-hmm. And he says he's draining people's money, you know, even if you have to contribute something. And if you're the one to say that, you know, when it comes to South Africa,
mm-hmm.
you know, the situation is scary, you know. He says, you leave your home, mm-hmm. you go to work, and when you're coming from work, you know, you find people camping outside your house, and that's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you can't, it's totally untenable.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, sometimes, you know, Zimbabweans tend to promote some of these things. And he was talking about these radios,
mm-hmm.
that people take some speakers outside their houses, start dancing and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Says sometimes we attract those things for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mr. Mavinga? Mavinga?
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Do you think the South African government is doing enough to ease tensions?
No. Mm-hmm. The South African government has done too little and often too late. To ensure law and order and to ease tensions. Because, look, we have had years and years in South Africa of successive waves of xenophobic violence. And the violence of 2008 left over 60 people dead. And yet no one has been really convicted for those past crimes. In 2015, following King Zulu King Zwelithini's statements that foreigners should go away, there was also violence that engulfed Durban. And again, there was no accountability, there was no justice. The government simply said, no, this is not right, and then kept quiet. So we keep seeing that each and every time following political leaders who are whipping up and stoking the fires of xenophobia, then it erupts. Recently in December, it was the Johannesburg City Mayor, Herman Mashaba of the Democratic Alliance, who blamed crime on illegal immigrants. And that then began to work towards, you know, this sentiment of xenophobia, because there is a stereotyping which is too deeply seated. You know, with the moment you begin to stereotype a people or a group of people, then you whip up emotions of xenophobia. Now, the Mamelodi group in Pretoria West, the residents are blaming foreigners for crime. And yet the police is not stepping in to take leadership in terms of dealing with crime, because people should not take the law into their own hands. And this is what is happening now in Pretoria. Not only that, even the local media in South Africa is partly to blame, because they are also focusing unduly and enhancing the stereotypes by saying that if there is a crime, then they say there was a Nigerian, or the Nigerians are committing crimes, or Zimbabweans and things like that. So what is needed is for leadership and decisive action from the government, which includes thorough investigation by the police of these crimes and prosecutions and punishment of those responsible for these crimes. Otherwise, it will not go away. We will continue to have these waves, which are supported by local political leaders. And it's unfortunate, because really, to talk about people with full rights as Africans, that they should really go underground, or they should not play their radios, and that is to miss the point. Because the responsibility is on the government to ensure that everyone in that territory of South Africa is protected, and that if there is a crime, the crime does not have nationality, Mr. Zende.
Mm-hmm.
Crime is crime. So when crime is committed, the police should simply act in accordance with the provisions of the law. So it is not up to the residents to say, now let's look for foreigners, or to say, let us march against foreigners, because everyone, every African goes to another country. We are all foreigners where we go. We should simply respect the laws and let the institutions that are set to deal with the laws do that. But in South Africa, it appears this, they are political games that are being played, points to almost a level of institutionalized xenophobia, where even the police themselves would fold their hands and not do anything, where government officials, now the target is to say, who are the undocumented or the illegal immigrants, and yet those who are committing the violence are locals. So that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Let's read some texts from Zimbabweans. Lokadia Mtandwa says, Peter Maritzburg yakanyarara meno zvikazvosvikawo asi pari zvino musiki achatirwira because kugara nyika isi yedu hakusikuda asi kuora kwenyika yedu. And then we have Ronald Zawo ari kuti kwatiri kuri nani but zvinogona kushata anytime. Then Joseph Musaririri anoti sekuru Mugabe ingwa yamwari vari kuonawo zvinopera manje manje. So and then Tafadzwa Chiraya anoti Mobaton Johannesburg hapana chatati taona. Tina mumwe mutereri Melusi en Moyo Machaya ari kuti kwatiri kuchakatonhora pano paKwaZulu Natal. Charles Jangara ari kuti muchitsvagei kunyika dzevanhu dzokai kumba tirime. Of course there's a video on about xenophobic violence Gibbs in South Africa. Let's take a listen.
They're making our place corrupt. That's me who's speaking, it's Alka. I'm saying they're making our place corrupt here. So we don't want to be here anymore, you understand?
They open their business in our country. Why don't they go to their country? We are in our country.
We are living by full of peace. And if they don't need a full of peace, we are ready to fight with them.
Video there coming from Pretoria, South Africa. We'll discuss that. Tina mufundisi Moyo, vari ku South Africa. Makadi.
Hey, makadi ko baba.
Tirina ne muri kupi chaiko?
Ndiri muno Mamelodi chaimo chaimo musiti ya Mamelodi.
Makamira se.
Chikutanga rega ntende mwari zvikuru. Airotisangani. Chikutanga muno Mamelodi muri right. Nekuti naepo ndekuti vanhu vemuno vanga vachiti vachatangira mabanhau aina zvitoo Mamelodi yazipo adrigivio chandinongotenya kudai chinongotenya kuti mwari vatichengeta zvikuru panhau yezvora nhasi kunyange pane zvaitika zvazvo nekuti hatina kunzwa kuti kune vakuvara kautizvo tine mashishara raundi Pretoria Mamelodi neadrigivio kwose kuna vamwe vedu variko saka ndakachovabvunza kwakamira sei asi kuti hapana vaisaingoti vari sevhi zvavo chandaa kuti ndikokurudzira zvedu kuvanhu vokwedu kuzimbabwe ngatigonei kuzvibata zvakanaka mumagaro edu tisaita vanhu vanoita zvisina musoro zvita kuti tigone kusimbisa sari ndikaonesari nyika yedu saka ngakuti ndo imwe nhau iriko vanhu zvavo vakangova mukati medzimba nyekuti vari kutyapo napo asi ndoimba kuti mwari denga atitungamirira handioni pachiva neimwe violence ingaitika kuti ngatibata.
Imi muri vechechipi?
Isu tiri vechechi yechiedza chevatendi yafane posto yafane madzibaba saizvozvo
asika pane zviri kutaurwa zviri kunzi vamwe vacho vari kuti havasi kuda macheche enyu yayaya vachiti muri kuenda muchitora mapaki avo hamusi kuita zvine utsanana vachitoti munofanira kubuda vanga vachitaura nenyaya yemachechi echipostora
nhau yemachechi handioni iri nhau nhau yemachechi nhau yakanaka zvikuru kuti kuita machechi babaka tinodzisa vanhu vakawanda todzoredzera vanhu vakawanda tasaita zvakaipa kana vanhu vemuno vacho amwe navamwe maminista anotosvikawo machechi mabatsira saka handioni iri problem yekuti tinosvibisa mapaki nokuti patinoitira tonga chitechenesa saka kunamata kwatiri kuita vezimbabwe kati kwenyika ine South Africa machechi ezimbabwe akawanda zvikuru hationi iri nhau yakaipa nokuti chiri vanhu vemuno vacho vanotia chivabatsira mwana matambudziko avo vamwe maproblem akakurisa chivabatsira saka kunyange nayo pacha vanotisapora senyaya yekuti nhau iyi yangouya panguva yekuti mune matsotso anenge ari kupindira munhau yakafanana iyi sozoitira kuti pane zvii zvinonga shiitwa zvikuru rokuudza vanhu vekwedu no ngatisaita zvakaipa ngatingo ita kuti tisenze chiri chiri chingonamata mwari wedu saizvozvo.
Asi ichokwadi here kuti ipapa pane dambudziko irori rekuti havasi kufara nemachechi enyu nekuti pane mashoko avatitumira patsamba yavo yenyunyuto ndozvavanga vachitaura ndozvamanzwawo here vari kumbogunun'una
baba ndo nhau ipo ndekuti maita mubvunzo wakanaka panhau yemachechi haisi problem machechi vanhu vanongonyoro zvavanonga vafunga kunyoro but my teachers probably sent to pantoya vanhu vakawanda nyangwe nemapurisa vanhu vese
musa kupika mufundisi moyo handisi kuti chechi dzakaipa ndiri kubvunza kuti pane dambudziko here ramuri kumbonzwa kubva kuzvarwa kwezvesouth africa nenyaya yekunamata kwamuri kuita nekuti mutsamba yavanyora yenyunyuto vari kudaro
kumachechi zvedu harisati tanzwa maproblem akafanira kuti vatidi machechi vanototibvumidza kuti tinamate nokuti ndiotati kunaura kwatinoita tinongadzisa vanhu vekwedu kuti vasiita zvakaipa vanhu kuzimbabwe vazhinji hatirambi zvekuita ndo zvinhu zvakaipa but vazhinji vavo vanoti zvakanaka vanoseenza havanei nokuita zvakaipa chavanoda kuseenza nokushandira mhodzi vanodzokera kumusha hatifanidzi avo marudzi tikashinga auya kunoko haana haadzokera anoda kuti vavakadzoka uno saka isu pachedu sekukurudzira ministry chinamaro chedu chatinonamata mwari mupenyu kuti pachedu isusu ngatingoramba chinamata mwari chero vasingadi kutinamata asi kuti kunamata kunoramba kuriwa kuri anodzivisa vanhu kuti vanhu vanamari kuti kana tikasanamata ndopata macrame akawandisa zvikuru
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi moyo tichazokufonerai pane chimwe chirongwa tichazombokurukura
ndadapotera pane chimwe chinhu chidikidiki
taurai
panhau yebirthday ramudhara rechikamu chemari hazvisinei zvatinozva kuti munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinhu zvakafanira zvinogara zvisingoitika kuti baba vanongoita birthday yavo izvi ngatisiyane tanyangozvatiti vanhu kuzimbabwe takawanda tiri kunoko dai gore rinouya tagona kudzoka tagona kuzama kuti tindovhota because kana tikasadzoka kundovhota handioni imwe party chiwina nokuti vanhu vari kumusha vese vanhu vakuru vanototya zvanopera tichivhotisha saka zvizvarwa zvemudzio zvakazara muno musouth africa dai zvaigona futi dai vanhu vagonao kukwanisa kuti vavhotiwe because handioni futi zvavanhu vakawanda vachidzoka kundovhota kumusha tinongonaka kuti tandovhotandovhota tisingaindi because mamiriyoni mazhinji tisiri kuno kunze kenyika obva tichiri kwamuri ikoko saka dai taikurudza dai tagora kundovhota because kuvhota tisiende zvekuti kadyiwa mari yakati kuti hazviti basi zvakabvira kudhara ngatigonei kundovhotira nyika yedu tigone kuvhoti tikainda tose tikazama kuti ndoti iwine asi kana pakaisa izvozvo handioni kuti imwe party ingagona kuwina inongoona zanoti ichiwina so dai tagora tose vana vezimbabwe tindovhotira party yatinoda kunyanyanya yemdct ndiyatingationa ingati pagwara kwoita navo mapati mazhinji ari kubuda anoda mwakasiyana siyana ari kuobva musouth africa handiona ane gwara kupavana vezimbabwe asi kunyanya kuti aada kuti zanopfipi ingoramba ichingoenda mberi saka imwe nhau yekuti dai tagona kuramba ngative nepati imwe chete yatinoona yakakura sozoita kuna america taingona mapati mavi aivhotirwa yamahillary clinton yavatrump saizvozvo saka munyika tinyingezi problem ndeyekuti mapati ngaasawandisa kuve nepati kana two chete tigone kuwina vhotire imwe kuti imwe igone vane kubudira saizvozvo ndo zvimwe zvandiona zvi zvingagona kufamba zvakanaka chekupesa
chiaimariaaaaagona
maproblem akasiyanasiyana
tinotenda zvikuru
maita basa shoudenga wenemi
aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru mwari akuitire zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda nemukaro wamatipa amen
tinotenda of course amen. That's the mufundisi moyo of the a sect of the apostolic church. The reason why I had this long conversation with him is that you know, one of the reasons why the South Africans said they were protesting in their in one of the letters that they wanted to give to the police, their protest letter, they were saying that Zimbabweans are not respecting the law of the country, especially their apostolic churches, whose followers worship in the open, dress in white attire. They are destroying our public parks, and they are polluting the parks and they are smelling bad. You know, so that's what I think. But Fundis Moyo is defending the apostolic sect, saying that you know what they are doing, they're actually ministering to people to ensure that they don't sell drugs, they don't steal. So he's saying there's nothing wrong with the church.
Perfect. Tips. Yeah. So now I think we are joined by our next guest, and that is Mr. Ngabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Mr. Mabena, welcome to the program.
Evening, how are you?
Hayi siyaphila mfowethu. Akusitshela ukuthi kume njani khona manje.
Well, okwakhathesi njengoba sikhuluma asikezwa okubo okwenzakalayo, kodwa sikwazi khona lokho ebesilokhu sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi kusukela ekuseni lapha de kulomsindo khona elojini elisePretoria, ledorobheni lePretoria, abantu bedoyitoya, labeSomalia labo sebesithi bona ngeke bavume ukuthi izidodo zabo zingenelwe lapho amapholisa agcine efaka khona i-tear gas ezama ukwehlukanisa yabahlali balapha e-South Africa nalabo abavela kwele Somalia. lo msindo akade ukhona kugijinyiswana edorobheni lasePretoria. Esikwazi ukuphela ukuthi abantu bethukile abasePretoria, abantu eGoli bethukile, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi nxa kulo msindo nalowenzakalayo oweze nopopia kule ndawo vele okhangelelwe ukuthi ubusukhula kumbe usuka uzosiya khona, indawo ezifana nalabo Jeddah Town eJohannesburg, indawo ezifana nalabo eDisplute ngapha eJohannesburg futhi othembisa le Alexander. So amalokithi lawo abantu bahlalele evalweni ukuthi mhlawumbe kungenzakala kuqalise khona futhi. Siyakwazi ukuthi ngesonto kade kulo mhlangano eDisplute abantu bekhuluma ngokuthi abantu ababuya ngaphandle kwele South Africa kabachaywe, kanti-ke futhi namhla ekuseni kwaba lo mhlangano futhi khona. Kodwa sikwazi ukuthi emhlangano nathi ukhona ngo-9 eDisplute ekuseni, amapholisa azamile ukuthi achasise ukuthi umuntu ozama ukwenza lokho abafisa ukwenza bazobavalela. So izinto-ke esilokhu sizikhanyela, silokhu sisondela. Thina-ke sikwenza njengenhlanganiso ikukhulumisana labaholi balapha ikakhulu ibandla le-ANC, South African Communist Party, iSANCO, leCOSATU, lezinye inhlanganiso ezilabantu, ngoba abantu labo bahlala phakathi kwabantu abenza lezi zinto, ukuthi bakhulume lamalunga abo ukuthi labo bazame ukuthi behlise umoya lo okhona ukwenzela ukuthi le ndaba othiwa izenophobia ingaqhubekeli phambili.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe ungayikhatshana khonapho. So what he's saying is that the situation is very tense in places like Pretoria, Tembisa, Alexandria, Diplute and the others, So he says at the end of the day, it's a question of some of these South Africans who feel that they are very much uncomfortable with foreigners who are starting all this. But he says a meeting that was held today at Diplute, there was some talk, that they should not do it. That was a directive from the police, that don't go into the streets, don't fight foreigners, they are part of you. And then he says, as a community in South Africa, as a Zimbabwean community, they are discussing all these issues with the ANC, that is the African National Congress, SANCO and COSATU. And he says, maybe if they talk, things may work out. Now, let's take a caller. I think we've got a caller from South Africa. That is Ubaba Ntimande. Hey, Ubaba Ntimande, how are
you?
I'm fine, how are you? How are you? I'm
fine,
how are you? I'm fine, how are
you? I'm fine,
how are you? I'm fine,
kunjalo baba uma kusenzeka kuPitoli nala shalo uvalo
yebo bakithi. So manje liyenzani ukuthi lingabi isenkingeni kona
lathi uhlala nje indlebe zimi okomvundla ulalele ukuthi uhamba ufuyaphi ukuze nani lingatholakali lingena phakathi kohlupho.
So kodwa nxabe kukhuluma amahemhemu bathini kona?
Hayi, lapha kusathule impela, akuyezwakali kulume zihambisana nalokho.
Singathi nxa befuna ukuthi behlasele, bahlasele abantu abanjani? Abantu abavela eZimbabwe, eNigeria, kumbe ngaphi?
Uyabona, abantu abahlasela kuqala yilaba abaseSomalia, amaPakistani, laba abezitolo. Kodwa ngoba lawe uyi-foreigner, ugcina ubandakanya usuba ugcina ubalela mdibi munye labona labo ngoba lonke lingama-foreigners.
Abakhethi ukuthi kumbe wena uyazama kumbe ukukhuluma isiZulu kumbe into ezinjalo?
Ikhona lokho-ke kithi, yikho kuya kusuke kube ingathi uyasiphephisa ngoba bagcina abantu basibalela kubo. Kodwa-ke ma uyezwa nje abanye bekhuluma amagwerekwere lawo ubalelwa kuwo amagwerekwere wona lawo. Kodwa ukuthi uma sowufika kwezinye indawo, hhayi lina lingabantu bakithi, umzilikazi wasuka lapha, into ezinjalo. Kodwa-ke ukuba ngumforena vele.
Pho-ke uhulumende alicele ukuthi alincedise khonapho, so akula nto engayenza vele
uhulumende uyasincedisa khona ke ngithi mina personally wangisiza kakhulu ngoba wanginika i-permanent res yabona. But angithi into ehlale esikhwameni abazi abantu abangaphandle ukuthi wena usinelungelo lokuhlala la. Ma sowufike kuthini bathi ama-foreigners lawo sitelwa khona lapho yabona.
So kanye kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho ba.
Kubuhlungu kakhulu mfowethu, kubuhlungu kakhulu kakhulukazi ekuthini thina isinezwe ethu esalilelayo salikhulula esasicala ukuthi sizahlaliseka impilo esiziphilela impilo yethu esiyifunayo, kodwa-ke akusenzeki ngenxa yesimo esisekhaya. Bese kusithi nomhobi wethu onguRobert Mugabe akubonakali ukuthi enhliziyweni yakhe kusenabantu abantu abasekujejeni kaMugabe. Umgabe osesenhliziyweni yakhe sokunguye lomndeni wakhe lokubusa kwakhe kuphela. Kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi umholi wezwe abantu behlukunyezwa ezidili? Right, sidlula manje kudineo. Uyabona ma usemadoko lapha usiye entshonalanga iwuwana le abantu abalemizwa ihanjelwe ngamanzi less than 150 kilometers ezidili, abanye abantu behleli phandle bengenakudla. Ma ukhangela ezibhedlela manje kuyena liviki abekho odokotela abastrayikile. Umuntu ayekwenza idili odokotela abadokotela bestrayikile, abantu begula bengenabodokotela, abantu abanamsebenzi futhi moso enza idili ngemali abantu abahambe berojwa yona beyithathelwa bengenayo. Anijabona ukuthi lapha sinomholi ongenandaba nabantu. Into ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu embusweni oyilegitimate uZuma emele isadakhe athi khona ama-elections akhona free and fair. UmkaZuma unkosazana emele i-African Union wathi ama-elections are free and fair. Esazi ukuthi kwenzekeni bayaphasisa ama-elections lawa
labanaimbona ngazani ukuthi sithatha abanye kodwa phetha just 10 seconds nyakuningi kuphela nje
umfowethu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu kodwa inhliziyo zethu zibuhlungu, zibuhlungu okwenzekayo. Thina sile mize ekhaya kumele ingaze sihlalele ekhaya sikhululekile, kodwa sikhona ukuthi sikwenze. Ya, ngiyabonga baba.
Endimande baba sibongile kakhulu. So that was Mr. Ndimande. He is in KwaZulu-Natal. He says, well, nothing much is happening there, but people are living in fear. And he says, whenever this thing happens, you know, they target Somalis, Pakistanis, and as a foreigner, you feel it as well. You know, because he's a parent race now of South Africa. But he says you'll be carrying that small kind of ID card in your pocket. And people just call you a foreigner, that's it. And as for Mr. Mugabe's birthday, he says, you know, there's a place called Wuwana. Wuwana is a place where people were displaced. It's less than 150 kilometers away from Matopos. So at the end of the day, he says, why hold such a birthday party when some people don't even have homes? He says, this is ridiculous. It's an issue that Mr. Mugabe should think about seriously. But he says, at the end of the day, he's thinking of his own, his family, and just ruling. Nothing else.
Mr. Mavinga, is still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Zulu.
Yeah, are we seeing here a rise of far-right parties and nationalistic parties, this treatment of immigrants? I think we are witnessing something like that in America, though there's no violence. We are seeing the rise of far-right parties in France, for example, in Germany. Is there a shift here?
Yes, indeed, there is a warring shift of populist demagogues who want to ride on the wave of scapegoating. And with the violence that we are witnessing in South Africa, it's veiled, you know. The political influence is behind the scenes, but there is certainly a relationship in terms of these issues of fueling xenophobia to be an excuse for the failings of political leaders.
Thank you, Regatiende. Kuna Mkoma Obey. Mkoma Obey, Magadi.
Strong.
Murugu wana sei. Tirikuta ranyaye mirishonga iri ku South Africa ne birthday ra Mugabe.
Ya, chekutanga panyaya yemirijonga iri ku South Africa zvinhu zvinorwadza chaizvo kuti vanhu vafamba vaenda kunoshava. Vashava vachitizawo kwavari kubva kwacho hakuna kumira muchi. Saka yaakuti mai vatsva mutsana mwana wotsva murumba. Ikoko kwavari kushava ikoko hakuna zvinhu zviri kumbobuda unenyaya yakaitawo madhora edu, asi iye zvinezvi tiona kuno kunyika kwatiri kubva
mkuru wenyika anoenda kumatopos kwaanotora rudzendo rwevanhu nemari yakawanda yaimwe yamanikidzwa vanhu vasangana achekubata muupenyu hwavo voenda ikoko vonodya hapana na statement so far yaishuwa iri kutaura nezvexenophobia inSouth Africa saka chinorwadza chikuru ndechekuti vanhu vaakuzvionera ivo asi isu kristu takavaisa pazvigaro kuti vazive kuti vashandi vedu uye tisi tiri kuvabhadhara saka pano panorwadza ipapo South Africa citizens dai vaita stop the brutality of maforeigners bhozi hakuna kusina muforeina kwese kwese kune maforeigners ndochekutanga
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Obey.
All right.
Gibbs, you had there from Obey. Who is saying that, you know, he's worried about this birthday bash and he's also urging South Africans not to resort to violence when it comes to alleged foreigners because, you know, every country is a foreigner, so he does not understand why there should be violence. Yeah.
Now, as we are live streaming, Blessing, there are so many people that are actually joining the discussion, and one of them is from, there's a message from Chea Chea Rufaro, who says, Blessing and Gibbs, thanks for combining the two topics. They affect us Zimbabweans in every way. The birthday is not a priority, and our own people are struggling in South Africa because of wrong priorities. And then Chris Ngobe says, what number should I call? Chris Ngobe, here's the number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-619-2077. We also have several messages from people like Trevor Cocker, who says, I think it's a disgrace that somebody can have a birthday party and our people are being killed or brutalized in South Africa and starving inside Zimbabwe. Then we've got Klein Steven, who writes, Mr. Mugabe, continue with your birthday celebration. It is well deserved. The violence is not targeted at Zimbabweans. There are a lot of nationalities here, not Zimbabweans only. Then I've got another message from Mukaziri Dube who says, guys, does our government allow illegal South Africans in our country? That's another kind of question. Very interesting. Then I've got Brighton Walazi who says, Mr. President should celebrate his birthday with his family, not to waste state resources. Xenophobic attacks is absolutely bad. But at the same time, people can do whatever they want in their own countries. Then Matikari Charuru says, oh, our president is very useless. So I don't know where, how useless. And then Stateke Umlale Lapose Kungani, Nunzano Lunga. Lunga, kunjani baba?
Ngona kunjani baba?
Nyapi, Lunga po ngona konap?
Ngusano Cliff, lana yinchona langa ne SABC.
Oh yeah, so kunjani konap?
Hayi ngapha nje kuquiet nje kulaye masababu nje asinayo nje inkinga le yokuhlaselwa kwabantu nje sizwela nje emalokishini nase town.
Oh yebo phela. So kuthiwani kodwa nxa abantu bekhuluma amakhemkhem kuthiwa kungani ukuhlupha kanganani?
Ya kusho ukuthi ukuhlupha okukhona la bantu abafana nama Nigeria nama Pakistan ama Somalia ukuthi ubungozi babo nje yilobo nje bokudestroya abantwana nje namantombazana la asakhula ngawo la ma-drugs kushouthi nje kunezindawo lesesikuze lapha emasabhath uthola amaphoyisa njalo nje abahamba la abantu uthole ukuthi isizinda sakhona lapho bokuhanda khona yonke le nhlobonhlobo yama-drugs bavele bathole information nje bayobahlasela bayobabamba nje ngobuningi babo bephethe yonke nje i-chemical na zonke i-material yokukhanda le zinto.
So
nala ama-Pakistan uthole ukuthi nabo bayabanjwa ukuthi baba nendawo zabo labo bathatha amantombazana besiyawafaka lapho ukuthi bedayisa ngemzimba. Ama-Nigeria futhi ayenza kanjalo especially kuma-night club abo.
Ngokuvele kuyaziwa khonokho.
Kakhulu kakhulu. Loko impela nje asiyo into engayisha ipheleni nje lapho into eyaziwayo nje.
So kodwa ukuthi ye qhubeka baba.
Thina ke amaZimbabwe inkinga yethu ise Hillbrow. Yabana lapha eHillbrow kubo uvela lana kunendawo vele kuthiwa Albatha nje. La uhamba khona nje sebeze baya kuthi bayaxwayisa nje la kuRedi ukuthi endaweni ezithile like iClem Street nje bayakhuluma ukuthi noma useteksi nje ifoni yakho ifihle. Abantu abalapha nje ngabantu nje vele abahleli ngaleyo ndlela make kubona nje uphethe ifoni lapho uyagibela ngathi uyahamba noyayo lela yakhona usuka lapho mayehla nje after the next stop nje uhamba nefoni yakho sometimes uyikhipha ngewindi vele kuyaziwa ngamaZimbabwe straight
So ukuthi izikiwe isibini.
Ya leyo mpela nje ayisiyo nje efihla. Ngathi nalabo yabona laba afethu bamabhasi laba driver ba bo revive laba jika lapha ethawini park station lapha. Abasahambi nje faka uniform yakhe elokuzeni yamabhasi lena. Uyayikhumula nje ayishiye lapha elokuze ebhasini ngoba babazi kahle bafike bamdlalise njengathi nje baxoxa naye amdala kwa-revival nje bamkhuthuze nje bamqede nje tu.
Kunzima wena.
Kunzima baba mpela kona kuba buhlungu nje mawuzothela ukuthi sokuathekwa sokuathekwa nabantu abangenacala. Uyazihambela awazi ukuthi uyedibana nabo nje uthole ukuthi ma bekwazi nje noma mhlawumbe bekusolile. Yabona esikakhulu abafowethu laba khuluma isishona khona kunzima. Abanye bakhona vele nje bavele bazibonakalise ukuthi bona bangobani bakuyaphi. Umuntu okhuluma i-English bayamazi ukuthi asiyo South African.
Bayakhuluma isikiwa.
Babe khuluma isikhiwa bekhuluma nasishona vele abasithi nje uthola nje bekhuluma nje loud nje wonke umuntu nje abone nje noma behlala endaweni ethile nje ukuyofika lapho nje kuyabe kuyagcwala bona bodwa nje kuleyo ndawo leso street noma kulawo maflat so okwenza kube easy ukuthi baba attack labo bantu besazi ukuthi vele labo bantu bahlala endaweni ethile.
Hayi siyawuzwa kakhulu ke elunga baba sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi imbongile kamdudu.
Yeah, so that was Mr. Lunga. He's in South Africa. He says he lives in the so-called suburbs where, you know, it's a bit peaceful. But he says the main targets are Nigerians, Somalis, and Pakistanis. He says they are well-known individuals who actually, you know, push drugs. So he says they become targets. And he says in Hillbrow, especially Yeovil and other places, there are Zimbabweans who do a lot of wrong things. And most of them are criminals and certain streets you cannot even go there because they are really, really aggressive. And then he went on to say that, you know, these drivers, the long-distance drivers, he says when they get to South Africa, they remove their uniforms because people in this Yeovil and other places, they go there, just attack them, take away some property from them, and it's really ugly, you know. And then lastly, he said there are people of Shona origin who normally, you know, speak in English, and in most cases, they are easy to fish out. So he says, at the end of the day, they follow them wherever they stay and terrorize them there. Yeah.
Mr. Mabena, are you on the line?
Yes, yes.
Let's talk about the language. Is it, yeah, let's talk about learning the language. Is it a big problem? Because many people are raising this issue that some Zimbabweans can't even, you know, speak a word of the local languages in South Africa, and they can be targeted.
Well, as you know, Shona language is similar to Venda language, also similar to Tsonga. If you go down to Venda communities, you'll find them playing Shona music. So it wouldn't be really a problem for a Shona person or speaking person to speak the local Venda or Tsonga language or Sotho. So what we have always said is that instead of, say, speaking Shona in public, you speak Venda, you are identified as a person as if you are from mainly Limpopo province, because that's where the language is similar to that. With those from Matabele and Simbu speak isiZulu, which is not really a problem. So that really speaking a language, if you are from Zimbabwe, it is not a problem. You have the Sotho language, those that come from Kwanda, they are not interested in Zulu. They will always speak a Sotho language. So the issue of learning a local language is not really an issue. It becomes an issue when a Shona speaking person then wants to learn Zulu because they will not have spoken isiNdebele. For one reason or another, I've seen some Shona speaking that have stayed in Bulawayo for years, but up to now they don't speak isiNdebele. When they come here, they find the environment quite different. I've seen some that now begin to speak isiZulu because the environment demands that they do so. So
it's
my advice to them is that.
Thank you, Mr. Mabena. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thanks so much for joining us. That there was Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, chairperson Zimbabwe community in South Africa. We also had another guest, Mr. Dewama Vinga, a human rights lawyer. And thanks to all our listeners, our viewers, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Good night, Zimbabwe.